As Monroe County health officials urge people to stop using electronic cigarettes after a rash of lung injuries and deaths attributed to those devices, one group of users is getting special attention. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports on the rising rates of e-cigarette use among teens.
In New York State, health officials say youth use of e-cigarettes increased by 160% in the last 5 years. Lisa Harris is a chief medical officer at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield. She says the trend is clear.
Young people are the ones who tend to use e-cigarettes even more than older people. So the data shows that we're having an epidemic-type crisis among youth.
Harris acknowledges that e-cigarettes are cool right now, and she says she knows that's a draw for young users.
You have to show the uncoolness of it. So it's education, education, education. The only way you can combat misinformation is with appropriate information and education. So we keep hammering away. Educate, 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 re-educate, and educate again.
Stephen Cook is a pediatrician at Golisano Children's Hospital. He says adolescent brains are wired to focus on short-term goals, so he sometimes saves his concerns about long-term health impacts for discussions with adults. And with the kids, he focuses on the here and now. E-cigarettes are expensive, he says, and modifying them can be especially dangerous.
People will do stupid stuff, and you can't stop them, but what we hopefully show is that, you know, this could actually kill you. It's not, oh, wow, I can get a better high. You're really running a bigger risk here.
Cook says he has real-world examples to tell his patients about.
Our pediatric hospital team, ICU team, has reported patients in our area getting admitted, and usually because they're in severe respiratory distress, they have to at least go to the intensive care unit to be observed.
But Cook is also cautioning against assuming that teens who use e-cigarettes are doing it just to be cool. He says some use the nicotine products as stress relief or a do-it-yourself remedy for anxiety or depression. And he says the treatment for those issues should be a lot different than simply explaining the risks of e-cigarettes. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.